From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Hungary on Tuesday declared a state of emergency in two southern counties as part of a crackdown on migrants trying to reach the European Union. The move came hours after Hungary closed the gap in its border fence with Serbia that migrants had for weeks used as a main unofficial entry point. On Tuesday, hundreds of migrants pressed against the new barrier and demanded they be allowed to cross the border. They chanted, open border, while police stood on the other side. Meanwhile, the International Organization for Migration warns more migrants and refugees will die as a direct result of the European Union's inability to make a decision on how to tackle the crisis sweeping Europe. Lisa Schlein reports.
September has been a deadly month for migrants. The International Organization for Migration reports the number of tragedies keep increasing. Just over the past few days, the IOM estimates 72 migrants have lost their lives trying to cross into the Greek islands from Turkey. And it says data received from the Turkish Coast Guard shows some 13 migrants already have died in Turkish waters through the beginning of September. IOM spokesman Lena Doyle says this makes this month the deadliest on that stretch of the Mediterranean in 2 years, and that the situation will only worsen.
We fear that the lack of decisions, that the indecisions in Europe will lead to more deaths in the Aegean.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Remember to look at our website at voanews.com, and a reminder that this is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin defended his country's military support for Syria, saying Tuesday that Russia will continue to aid President Bashar al-Assad's forces in their fight against terrorist aggression. Speaking at a regional security conference in Tajikistan, Putin said Assad is open to working with the healthy opposition in Syria on a political solution to the conflict that has stretched on for 4.5 years, but that the focus must first be on terrorism. Assad has routinely used the word terrorist to describe rebels who have opposed his forces in the fight that has grown in complexity with the addition of Islamic State militants in large areas of the country. Thai police have, for the first time, publicly linked last month's deadly bombing of a Bangkok shrine to China's Uyghur ethnic minority group. Investigators said Tuesday they believe the bombing was a revenge attack carried out by human traffickers who smuggled Uyghurs through Thailand. A month before the attack, Thailand forcibly deported to China more than 100 members of the Turkic-speaking Uyghur group, which complains of persecution by Beijing. The decision was condemned by rights groups and exiled Uyghur organizations. North Korea on Tuesday said it has restarted normal operations at its main Yongbyon nuclear complex and warned it's ready to use nuclear weapons against the United States at any time. The comments published in the Korean Central News Agency come as Pyongyang also threatens to use banned ballistic missile technology to launch a weather satellite into orbit. VOA correspondent Brian Padden commented on the development.
There is speculation that they're preparing to do a launch on the 70th anniversary of the ruling party of North Korea. That's going to happen in early October.
The threats constitute a return to the belligerent rhetoric often employed by North Korea in an effort to obtain political concessions from South Korea and the United States, two of its main foes. Malcolm Turnbull was sworn in Tuesday as Australia's new prime minister, becoming the country's fourth leader in just over 2 years. Turnbull emerged as leader of the Liberal Party following a surprise party vote late Monday that ousted Prime Minister Tony Abbott. The 60-year-old ex-banker, lawyer, and journalist told reporters he was filled with optimism as he headed for a swearing-in ceremony. Authorities in California say an elderly disabled woman has been killed in one of two massive wildfires in the northern part of the state that have overwhelmed firefighters with their speed and intensity. The body of 72-year-old Barbara McWilliams was discovered in the rubble of her home. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.